Good morning. Today is Wednesday. It is Rosh Chodesh Teves, December 16th, first of Teves, and we are beginning the sixth day of Hanukkah. We are beginning the 16th parak of Mesilas Yesharim, page 307 in the Art Scroll edition. Veir Midas HaTahara, explaining the trait of Tahara, of purity. HaTahara hi tikun halev v'machshavos. Tahara, in context, is character refinement, means refinement of one's heart and thoughts. Zeh halasha mitzanu etzel David she'amar lev tahor berali elokim. And this is the term, this tara, is used by David HaMelech when he describes lev tahor berali elokim. God creates us with a pure heart. Or lev tahor berali elokim, a request, God, please help me create for myself a pure heart. V'inyana shelo yaneach adam makom leyetzer b'ma'asav. The essence of the trait of purity, tahara, is that a person not allow any room for the yetzer hara to enter into his actions. All his actions should be performed purely on the basis of wisdom, fear of Hashem. Says this applies, tahara applies even when a person in physical acts. He says that beyond precious means a person to the level where they only use what is necessary in this world. They only indulge what is absolutely necessary. But what about what people do indulge in? What you do take from this world, gashmias, the physical, that you are involved in, that's where tahara comes into play. Tahara means that even that bit that you do take from the world, that you do indulge, you should do it in a way that you're not focusing on the pleasure and desire, but your focus is on the good that emerges from that act, on its aspect of wisdom and divine service, about why it's necessary, that your focus is you're doing it because it's necessary, not because of taiva or Yetzahara. The extreme of this is Rabbi Eliezer, who would try not to enjoy anything in this world. Anything he did, everything he did, was only because of the mitzvah and the divine service contained in it. Regarding this matter, Shlomo said, in all your ways know him and he will straighten your paths. Meaning, even when, a good example is, a person needs to eat and you're allowed to enjoy the eating, but your main mode of eating is, I need food to keep me strong, to keep me healthy, to help me ovid Hashem. Not that you lost in the food and say, I'm indulging. It's only a little bit because I've achieved precious, but even the little bit I'm indulging. You're not indulging. You're doing it because it's necessary, it's even enjoyable, but ultimately it's God's will. He says, you must know that tahara is necessary when it comes to physical acts, which by their very nature are close to being governed by the Yetzer, and a person needs to work hard to make sure that they're governed by his seichel and his desire for avodas Hashem. But tahara applies also when it comes to mitzvos, which are by their very nature something in the realm of the spiritual. You have to make sure they stay that way. That even a mitzvah can be done shalolishma, without the highest and purest of intentions, or with negative intentions. There are different levels and different types of lolishma. Now he's going to outline them. Harami kulam, the of the lolishma, is who she'enenu oved l'shem avoda klal. You have no interest of God. Ela l'ramon ne'adam l'arviach kavod o'mamon. You want to deceive people, you want to gain honor or gain money. There, like you have the intention not to do it. That's the worst. V'zeo she'am ribo no'ach lo she'enenu shel yaso alpanav. Somebody who does that, him it is said in Chazal, it would have been better not to. Created. And Yeshayahu said, we have become as one who is impure in all our righteousness like a repugnant garment. So that's the worst level. V'yesh min acher shalo lishma shu avoda al menas lekabel pras. Level is, you're doing the mitzvah, I'm doing it to serve Hashem, but because I want to get rewarded by Hashem, yalav amr lo'olam yaso kadam b'tarav mitzvah safilo shalo lishma shemitoch shalo lishma balishma. And it's worth doing mitzvahs even if you're doing them because you want spiritual reward, because that is a gateway to arriving at the level of lishma. But it's still not shlemos. It's not the ideal state. We will continue on page 312 tomorrow. Have a good chodesh, and a wonderful day, everyone.